Mrs. Maisie Williams as R.A. Stark.
Siv Turner as Sansa Stark.
Isaac Hempstead Wright as Bran Stark.
Yeah, Isaac, you just go for it.
And here comes our opera singer. I don't even know the tune anymore.
Yeah, this is the bit where the tune changes. Okay, I've completely lost it.
That's okay.
I am actually a professional singer. I'm not sure if you noticed.
Maisie, I love your talent.
Thanks, Maisie.
So gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Game of Thrones.
Thank you. Thank you very much. David and Dan. Action.
I remember when me and Sophie were doing the scene, it was a really hot day and it had been raining just before we started filming.
Yeah.
And the seat that we're sat on is incredibly wet and uncomfortable.
That was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I never got to go to Malta.
No, it was nice there, but really wet. It's actually two different locations. This is the President's Palace.
Yeah.
Welcome, Lord Stark. Grand Maester Pycelle has called a meeting of the small council. The honour of your presence is requested. Get the girls settled in.
Oh my God, I look so grumpy.
Yes, my lord. If you'd like to change into something more appropriate.
I like this bit, it's funny.
Yeah. Really good shot. That.
Yeah, that shot was put in lots of the adverts.
Trailers,
yeah.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that one.
Yeah. I think Sean played Ned really well.
Amazing. And that iron throwing, that was cool. This is actually now in the paint hall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not in Malta anymore.
Mm-hmm. It looks amazing. I remember I went in there the first time. You just tapped on things and you thought it's real, but obviously not.
The Iron Throne was amazing. It looked really, really cool.
Yeah. I never got to sit on it, though.
You will one day.
I wish.
How many king's arses have polished, I wonder? What's the line? The king shits and the hand wipes.
Nikolai.
Nicola was really nice.
Yeah. Not at all like his character.
No, yeah.
Swinging at me for years, they always seem to miss.
Choosing your opponents wisely, then.
I have a knack for it.
He's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's just really subtle, that's the strange way they do it, but whatever they do is right.
Yeah.
Standing right here wouldn't happen. It was very brave, your brother, and your father, too.
This is a really awkward conversation with them.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
I think a lot of the scenes they had together is that sort of bitterness that comes across.
Yeah.
It's like not actually saying horrible things, but it's that sort of hidden meaning.
Yeah, that's what he's implying.
To the finger. No, Lord Stark.
Yeah, it's good that shot with the iron throne in the background.
Yeah.
Sort of looming.
Except for the screams, of course.
Yeah, he's absolutely horrid in this.
When I watched the Mad King die, I remembered him laughing as your father burned. It felt like justice.
Every time I see Nikolai, I always want to know what his story is. And I think there's a lot behind him and a lot to come if later series continue. Yeah, there's a lot that you need to find out still.
Tell me. I love Jamie's story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the belly instead of the back. Would you admire me more?
You served him well. When serving was safe.
I remember every close-up shot for Sean. He'd have, like, lollipop wrappers round his feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he'd always offer me, like, Twix bars and things.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Yeah, brilliant.
Lord Stark.
I remember the first time I watched any of these scenes, the ones where they're all meeting up together and having their little conversations about the realm.
Little chit-chats.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was brilliant, the way it's all set out and where everyone's sat.
Yeah.
Except prayer for the butcher's son.
No Conlath. Mm-hmm. In every scene, Conlath would try and put me off. When it was when the shot was on me, he would be pulling faces at me. He's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I never met him.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, no, Conlath's really nice.
Was he?
Yeah.
I wish I had.
So's Aidan.
No, I didn't meet Aidan either.
What?
No. Hello.
Isn't that amazing?
No, I remember at the tawny ground with Aidan.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Bit creepy. Well, I mean, not Aidan, his character.
Yeah. Let's just clear that up.
Yeah.
Pardon, my Lord Stark. Grand Meister. How many years has it been?
Julian Glover is amazing. He really pulls the character off well.
Yeah. And he's really nice as well.
Was he?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is about some of the actors, but whatever they do is right and it works.
Yeah.
But you can't really put your finger on it. It's just one thing that they do.
Yeah.
Winter may be coming, but
it's like that with Sean as well.
I know, he's so good. I can't get over it.
I had a lot of scenes with Sean and I'm trying to pick on the thing that was brilliant about it. I just couldn't. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, when you're working with them, you try and like pick up stuff, but it's so hard to be that good.
Yeah.
My brother instructs us to stage a tournament.
Someone had to write all that.
I've never had a scene where I have to look at any writing or anything like that, but if I ever do, I don't know, it'd be nice to see it because you watch it on the television and think, oh, did they actually write that? And it's obviously they didn't, but it's nice to know how they do it.
Yeah.
3 million gold, what's another 80,000?
Are you telling me the crown is 3 million in debt?
I'm telling you the crown is 6 million in debt.
How could he let this happen?
The master of coin finds the money, the king and the hand spend it.
I will not believe John Arryn allowed Robert to bankrupt the realm.
Lord Arryn gave wise and
poor John Arryn.
I know.
But I fear his grace doesn't always listen.
Counting coppers, he calls
episode
it.
Episode 3 was the first time we saw it was in our own homes, because I remember episode 1 and 2, we all met up together.
Oh, in a screening.
Yeah, and watched a private screening. I think this is when we could really start seeing different scenes that we'd never seen before.
Yeah.
And a couple of these scenes I hadn't done ADR on either, so first time I've actually seen any of it.
Yeah, same actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
We serve at your pleasure.
The weird mother-son relationship.
Oh, please, it's nearly healed.
Stop being such a baby.
Joffers.
Jack was really nice in real life.
I know.
Again, complete opposite to his character.
Jack was so nice, especially in episode 10. He had to be so mean.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, like, when they said cut, he would just come off and be like, "You're right, Sophie. How's it going?" It's fine. I take the mickey out of his. He takes the mickey out of my accent. He's like, "Hello, Sophie. How are you? All right, Jack."
That must have been fun.
Do I have to marry her?
I remember the scene where I throw Joffrey's sword in the river.
Yeah.
In all the rehearsals, Jack didn't like to swear because he says the naughty word. And in all the rehearsals, he didn't say it because, I don't know, he's this really genuine guy. And
yeah, really nice.
He didn't like saying it, and he's not at all like his character either. So
no.
I guess it's kind of hard for him to play the evil guy that no one likes.
Yeah.
Because he's so likeable.
Yeah. I don't think I ever had any scenes with Jack.
Do something nice
to
No, I didn't.
God.
In the pilot I did, but they cut that out. But yeah, he was really nice. I met him off set.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was really, really kind.
Too much power. They consider themselves our equals. How would you handle them?
I like this bit. You start to get a sense for how much power the Lannisters actually have.
Yeah.
And what they do just to get power and money.
And how power greedy Joffrey is.
Yeah,
he thinks he's got it all worked out for us, actually. Not quite right.
And if the Northerners rebel?
I'd crush them. Seize Winterfell and install someone loyal to the realm as Warden of the North.
Uncle Kevin, maybe.
And these 10,000 northern Kevin. Troops will be fighting for you?
I never thought of that as a medieval name.
Me, I'm their king.
Mm-hmm. You've just invaded their homeland. Ask them to kill their brothers.
I'm not asking.
The north cannot be held. Not by an outsider. It's too big and too wild. And when the winter comes, the seven gods together couldn't save you and your royal army. A good king knows when to save his strength. And when to destroy his enemies.
Dun, dun, dun.
So you agree? The Starks aren't enemies.
Aw.
No, we're not!
That's not fair. I haven't done anything wrong. Well, apart from Nymeria kind of...
You made so many dents in that table, Maisie.
I remember they kept having to turn the table around and there's lots of different little stab holes.
He's a liar and a coward, and he killed my friend.
The Hound killed your friend.
The Hound does whatever the prince tells him to do.
Mm-hmm. The Hound killed your friend.
You're a liar, and if you told the truth, Mike would be alive.
It's not very nice,
I like the scene. This is sort of a bit of a kick in the teeth to Sansa. Like, yeah, so...
This is the first scene I filmed for season one, not for the pilot.
It was like my second or third, something like that.
I was absolutely shaken. I was so nervous.
Mm-hmm. And it's with Sean as well.
Because it was like with Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, big actor. Oh, God.
Sean's really nice in this scene though. Putting faces at me across the table. It was cool.
Was he?
It's a strange doll, I've got to admit.
Yeah, it's kind of
a bit more creepy than...
Is it me or does it not have any hair?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I can't really remember.
I haven't played with dolls since I was 8.
Ooh, sting.
Excused.
Oh, you're barely eating a thing.
At the end of the scene, I feel really sorry for Ned.
I know, he's trying his hardest.
Mm-hmm. I felt really bad for Sean when I was doing this.
Oh, Sophie.
War was easy.
Whatever, Maisie.
Poor Ned.
Ooh.
Sword.
Yeah, I like working with Needle.
Go away!
Shouldn't speak to your father like that, Maisie.
Some people say that Arya should have hidden the sword then.
Yeah.
I think she's just too defiant. I don't think she really cares. I think she's like, yeah, you can come in, but you're going to have to see this one time.
Whose sword is that?
This is the day that all my family came on set. And, I think my brother got quite emotional when he saw me with Sean Bean. They wanted to meet him, but I was a bit nervous because I didn't really know him very well myself, so.
Where did you get this?
I think this is my third scene that I had with Sean. And I was a bit nervous because we had to act like we'd known each other my whole life. And I'd only met him, I don't know, about a month before. So, and because he was such a big name as well.
Yeah.
No, he was really nice to work with. I don't know what he did, but there was something that he did and it just really worked. And trying to put my finger on how he acts and certain things that he does.
Yeah.
Do you know the first thing about sword fighting?
Sticking with the pointy end.
Sticking with the pointy end.
One of the... main lines for Arya.
Yeah.
I was trying to learn.
One of the best lines.
Yeah, it's really, really poignant.
I asked
Mike
to practice with me.
I love their relationship.
I know, it's... Yeah.
I asked him.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's one of the nicest in the show, I think.
Oh, sweet girl.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's really sweet.
Didn't kill the butcher's boy.
Yeah, I had some brilliant memories of Sean. I'm definitely going to miss him.
No. Oh, God. He's not going to be back for season two.
We love you, Sean.
And asked to call the prince a liar.
So was I.
That was quite a long scene. Didn't realise that when we were filming it.
Yeah, it's amazing how one scene in real life turns into something as amazing as this with all the hundreds of different shots.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
And restart, yeah, all the crew, everyone has their part.
Just take one more shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I found out that one shot tends to mean 11 more.
You're a Stark of Winterfell. You know our words.
Winter is coming.
They say that quite a lot, but winter never seems to arrive.
But now winter is truly coming, and in the winter, we must protect ourselves. Look after one another. Sansa is your sister.
I don't hate her. Not really.
I don't want to frighten you, but I won't lie to you either.
Ned's probably one of the only people that doesn't lie.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie to you.
All right. Go on. It's yours.
I can keep it.
My voice sounds really small and tiny at that point. I remember when we were filming that bit, I kept hitting the lights and things when I was swinging the sword around. Brian was like, just go for it, Maisie, don't worry if you hit things.
What, with all those candles around?
Yeah, I know, I was a bit worried.
Can't trust Maisie with fire.
Here we go, Isaac.
The bed chamber there was actually the tower that I got pushed out of.
Really?
I managed to transform it amazingly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I would never have guessed that.
Yeah. Margaret John was absolutely brilliant.
I'm gutted I never got to meet her.
I know, she's such an incredible actress.
My favourite from this.
It really made you feel like you were in this Westeros world.
Sweet summer child, what do you know about fear?
I love this bit.
Fear is for the winter.
Yeah.
When the snows fall 100 feet deep.
Irresponsible nanny. telling her.
I love your face as well. It sort of changes, drops.
Yeah.
All in darkness.
Thank you.
That looks really comfy.
It was, actually. I can't remember if it was this scene or another scene, but, like, all the way through, the fire bell kept going off in the paint. So we had to get out for, like, 10 minutes.
A generation. Kings froze to death in their castles.
Yeah, very scary.
And women smothered. I bet it didn't seem so scary after doing it hundreds of times.
Yeah, it was like, yeah. And the music really adds to the
suspense. Yeah, definitely.
Suspense.
That's the sort of story that you like. In that darkness. Yeah, like take after take, you had to keep playing the same emotion. Mace, do you remember when we were filming the scene in episode 2 and David and Dan had to keep getting us Red Bull because we just weren't?
Yeah.
And we were like falling asleep on set.
That's a good bit there where he slams through.
The lovely Richard.
Only what the little Lord wants to hear.
Get your supper, I want some time with him.
Bran's really grumpy here.
Bless Richard trying to... No, bless Rob trying to cheer up Bran.
Yeah. One time she told
me... Yeah, poor Bran goes through a lot.
Because we live inside the eye of a blue-eyed giant named Macumba.
Maybe we do.
I remember watching this scene and thinking how strong your accent is, actually, Isaac. I'd never really noticed it before, and it came to the scene. For that bit. Maybe we do.
I still don't remember anything. Bran, I've seen you climb 1,000 times. In the wind, in the rain. 1,000 times. You never fall.
I did, though.
No, you didn't.
You just want Bran to turn around and then tell the story that actually happened and then everyone just go home and be happy.
I know.
Well, not necessarily happy.
After that, it kicks off a whole lot of stuff.
I'd rather be dead.
Oh, look at Richard's face change.
I'd rather be dead.
Oh, don't say that.
Really bad.
Fewer eyes back here, my lady.
Michelle!
I think Michelle looks gorgeous in these scenes.
Yeah.
She looks so glamorous.
I know.
Really pretty.
Yeah.
I love her costumes too, because they're still really simple and really Winterfell-ish. But yeah. I don't know.
But she still looks absolutely lovely in them.
Would you mind following us?
I would. We've done nothing wrong.
We've been instructed to escort you into the city.
Instructed?
She's so good.
She's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. She's so good because she shows, like, both sides of the character.
Mm-hmm.
I know. She was so...
She's a really likeable character, definitely.
Yeah.
Cats. Go on. Upstairs.
Awkward.
No, I was just thinking that.
You take me for some back alley Sally. You can drag it.
She was so lovely to work with. She's really, really kind and great fun. Always, just so lovely.
And she treats us like her children, doesn't she?
She does, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like,
sort of feel like we're her family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No one will come looking for you.
I remember on set I was always calling her my second mummy.
I think you look just like her, so.
You do.
I don't see it.
Your blue eyes, definitely.
Yeah.
Maybe. I loved having the scene with her in the first episode because it, like, showed the mother-daughter bond because we didn't have that in the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really nice to have that.
How did you know I was coming?
Knowledge is my trade, my lady. Did you bring the dagger with you by any chance?
This is a really important
scene. My little birds are everywhere. Even in the north, they whisper to me the strangest stories.
Oh, dagger.
It's so pointy.
It's odd shape as well.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? It looks pretty cool, though.
I must admit I do not.
Well, this is...
Creepy expressions on Littlefinger's face.
I know.
You don't know.
Pretty good at those.
Both him and Varys are sort of the really sort of unsavoury characters.
There's only one dagger like this in all of the Seven Kingdoms.
Kind of find Varys a little bit creepy.
Yeah, he's a bit sort of...
Yours.
You're not quite sure if you can fully trust him.
Until the tournament on Prince John.
You're never sure what he's thinking either.
Yeah.
But then one day he'll turn around and do something that you think, oh, maybe we should have trusted you. And then he'll turn around and do something completely out of character and you're not sure if you can trust him anymore.
That's the same with Littlefinger, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tyrion Lannister, the imp.
This is when everyone sort of has a different view on Tyrion and thinks he's evil.
Oh, the war scenes are really good.
I love all the war scenes.
I know, they're amazing. Grew up in the castle. That guy there, Alistair Thorne, he's so evil.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Ned Stark's bastard bleeds like the rest of us?
Yes, kid.
Next!
I love how everyone's watching. Not too much pressure.
I know.
Yeah.
To fight.
Yeah. Kit was really lovely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really nice. As were Richard and Alf.
As was everyone, to
be
honest.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Well, Lord Snow, it appears you're the least useless person here. Go clean yourselves up. There's only so much I can stomach in a day.
Charming man.
I don't need him to be.
If you were in that position, would you go to the war or choose your right hand?
I'd probably choose my right hand.
Same. Well, it's only because we know what goes on at the war then.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd choose my
and
right hand.
And you have to go there for life.
I didn't actually. Yeah, I'd choose my right hand. Just have to learn to use your left.
Good news.
I love Tyrion.
He's one of the best characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tyrion, Arya, and Daenerys are my favourite.
Give you this earlier.
Mm. Well, thanks, Soph.
No problem, mate.
All these days. A raven from Winterfell this morning. Good news?
Uh-oh.
Perhaps you'd like to share it with your wife.
My wife is in Winterfell.
Is she?
Ooh.
Sting.
I thought that she'd be safest in here. One of several such establishments I own.
Yes.
You're a funny man.
Huh? A very funny man.
Ned!
I love that shot.
Okay.
All
right. Oh, the Starks.
Just pretend like nothing happened.
Quick tempers, slow minds.
Brilliant line, but a bit of an insult.
Kit.
I love working with Kit. I think Arya and Jon's relationship is really strong.
Yeah.
And I remember meeting him at the first read-through we had for the pilot episode.
It's an improvement.
I saw him and I kept looking at him because I knew that we had a strong relationship. Arya's probably closest to Jon. And I kept looking at him, and then he finally came over and started speaking to me. Yeah. And that was just sort of where it all started, really, just sort of rolled from there.
Yes.
The scene where John gives Arya needle.
Yeah.
That was a brilliant scene because I'd never been to that part of the paint hall where it was filmed.
And what do you care about?
And the dog was there, and it was a really nice scene, actually.
Yeah, I think Sansa's relationship with John is really kind of tricky. We don't have many scenes together, but like Sansa completely favours her mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not really sure whether she likes John, but I think she's just trying to stick and go with her mother's attitude towards him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really tricky, their relationship.
Yeah. I think Bran's got a fairly good relationship, and if it weren't for us four, he'd probably have seen a bit more of John.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that. But it was really nice, Kit. We'd always, at the King's arrival scene, we'd be playing cards with him.
Yeah, he taught us some really cool games, playing cards and stuff.
It was like Poohhead, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Great game.
They hate me because I'm better than they are. It's a lucky thing none of them are trained by a master at arms like your Sir Roderick. I don't imagine any of them have ever held a real sword before they came here. Oh.
I'm gutted we didn't have more scenes with Peter.
And Brother Bran.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
He's woken up.
But got a few in seasons to come, which is exciting.
Tried to kill your boy would be considered treason.
We have proof. We have the blade.
Which I remember Peter's hair. He said he looked like he was in a boy band. His hair is naturally brunette.
I remember he had a hat on. He pulled it off because Sophie wasn't happy with the colour of her hair. And then he pulled off his hat and was like, "Why, yeah, you think that's bad? Look at mine."
Love Peter.
Really, really kind. Kind and witty.
You're a true friend.
Don't tell anyone. I have a reputation to maintain.
He must have used some sort of medieval hair gel in those days to get Jamie's hair how it was.
Considering that's Nikolai's natural hair colour, they've actually matched it pretty well with says his wig.
Nothing. He said nothing. He remembers nothing.
Then what are you raving about?
The crazy, weird relationship between them.
He doesn't seem to realise that maybe it wasn't the brightest idea to chuck Bran out the window.
Yeah.
I never really get to work with these two very much. And when I did, I don't think I worked with Nikolai, like, one-to-one, any dialogue with him at all.
Me neither.
He deserved that.
Yeah, you go, Lena. I got to work with Lena quite a lot.
Mm.
Yeah, she's so nice, and it's weird seeing the transformation.
She's really funny too, right?
Yeah, from such a funny person to like this really evil queen.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I first met her, she was like, "I'm really worried about this part because it's just not like me and not really sure how to play it." It was odd to see because she looks so confident on screen.
I wish I could see the girls.
Last time they see each other.
For a moment.
Oh, God.
It's so sad, isn't it?
I know.
It's really sweet, though. Really sweet.
Yeah. I know. A relationship, it's a really, really sweet one. It's like...
And it's got the audience going, "Oh, they will see each other again. It's fine."
They're so
Don't worry, Catelyn.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a really believable relationship as well.
Yeah, it's very sort of...
It's not just like, "Okay, see you soon," type thing.
All right, bye, mate.
It looks like they've known each other for years and years.
Yeah.
And they've been a genuine...
And they, like, genuinely love each other.
Yeah, they're my second favourite TV couple next to Dany and Drogo.
Does he?
What about you and Joffrey? Where do they come in?
Probably not the best matching, I'm going to have to say.
Off with you.
Bye.
Oh, that's it. Before he gets that...
Look at his face.
I know. It's like I said. You just don't know what it is that he does, but it works.
Know,
it's so
works.
Subtle.
And
how
it
do
so
you do
levels.
It?
There they go. Off the kick. King's Rock.
Last time he'll see her.
Yes, oh,
Mark.
It's been a long time.
Mark.
Oh, they're talking about the first kill. Such a casual conversation.
I know.
No, not at all. Just casual conversation about death.
Yeah.
Hey. Who did you first kill? Oh, it was this guy.
Maisie, who was your first kill?
That's Hiroshi.
Well, not yet, Soph. Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
I think I trod on an ant once.
Quick one.
I didn't get to work with Mark.
Mine was so
like one-on-one, I think. One of the scenes I did with him was King's Rival. And I remember his laugh when he started laughing.
Yeah.
It made the horse behind him start rearing up and things because the way he laughed sound like a call from a different horse. It was really funny.
He'd laugh and then the horse would be like. Oh, it was so funny.
And it's good when you watch it back though. So
yeah,
mm-hmm.
The armor looks so good. It's also.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I wonder, do you think they made it all because, like...
Yeah, I think they must have, because it's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder where they shot this. I think
it must have been really hot, though.
Yeah, my favourite location was probably Castle Ward. I really liked it there.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah, that was
I'm going to have to say Malta. For Ned's beheading.
For them?
Ned's beheading.
Ned's beheading, yeah.
That was my favourite.
That was nice.
Well...
Even though it was kind of a grim scene.
Shame that Mark never got to go there, really, because he sort of lives in King's Landing.
He lives there, but he never got to go.
Yeah, he never got to see his best mate beheaded.
Mm-hmm.
He could have lingered on the edge of the battle with the smart boys, and today his wife had been making him miserable.
Remember the tawny scene when I was watching Mark eat his food and I thought something looked odd about him. And I realised that the bottom of his beard was had like a removable piece, so it was like when he took it off, he could eat. And it was really funny, he looked like a puppet.
Eugene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was the same day when Eugene kept showing us his magic tricks.
Yeah, he was teaching us magic tricks.
Oh, I did magic tricks?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And once he told Maisie to keep doing this random movement with her arms and close her eyes. And he was like, you'll find that your arms get tighter and tighter together. And then he just walked away and left Maisie on her own just doing that and everyone was looking at her.
I looked like a right idiot. I stood there wiggling my arms around.
So not really a change for me.
Alright then.
I love you.
Love you too. Kingslayer.
Oh, looks a bit like Prince Charming, but you know,
in real life,
yeah,
thing.
Not the cartoon.
Mm-mm.
It's the hair.
Yeah, it's just the hair.
It's the hair.
Looks so similar.
In a twisted way, he is sort of Prince Charming.
Yeah, he's
though,
the Prince Charming of Westeros.
Yeah.
Did you guys get to work with Jaime?
Only when he shoved me out that window.
How was that for you then, Isaac?
It was all right. No, he was. It was really, really nice when he pushing me out the window. Hard as it may seem,
it always is.
But yeah, no, he was really kind and great actor.
Yeah,
amazing expressions. And
I don't think I was in one scene with him.
I did. Oh, we'd had like King's Rival and stuff.
King's Rival, but he was on a horse, wasn't he?
Yeah, it wasn't really anything.
No.
I mean, I spoke to him, of course, but. You killed Sam. Yeah. Not much together. But nice to see him again soon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he lacked stamina.
Yeah, I can't wait to see everyone again.
Do you have any scenes with him in the future, Sophie? Words,
I cut his head off. I think I might, but most of my scenes next season are with Cersei and Joffrey and Tyrion, a few of them. And the Hound, of course.
Cool. I never asked. Sounds good.
Sansa and lovers. They call you a
traitor. He plead for a reprieve. He said the same thing he'd been saying for hours. Burn them all.
Sort of turns a bit more tense towards the end.
Oh, yeah. That's all. Yeah, King Arryd was a bit of a nasty one.
Mm-hmm. Just a tad.
Could do sort of a prequel type thing, couldn't they?
Yeah, they should do.
Mm.
Be cool.
Ooh, I remember this scene. I love this scene.
Must have taken ages to reset all those horses.
I know.
I think that was in Belfast. They must have been absolutely freezing because they're wearing
next to nothing.
Oh, I know.
She's so cold.
The Dothraki don't believe
I think Emilia's costume is really cool.
It is, isn't it?
This is my favourite costume of hers.
It's almost modern day.
It is, yeah.
Old-fashioned material. It's a choice for most.
Of course, sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes a Carl feels insulted by the number of slaves he's given. He might think the men too weak or the women too ugly. Sometimes it comes.
Amelia is so, so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. She is. She really suits blonde hair.
I know.
Well, white.
Tell them all to stop.
You want the entire horde to stop?
I think this is when she sort of starts to realise how much power she's got.
Yeah. Until I command. This is the start of her becoming a proper Khaleesi.
Mm-hmm. Like a queen.
Not a queen.
A Khaleesi. She's so badass.
Remember, she was talking to me about her horses and she got to choose which one she wanted.
Did she?
Yeah, they gave her a selection of about 4, I think, and she could choose which one she wanted. Wow. That was amazing, isn't it?
Funny. Oh, that would have been good fun.
I don't like this bit. It scares me every time.
Yeah.
You give commands to me. To me.
Nice way to see you.
You do not command the dragon. I am Lord of the Seven Kingdoms. I don't take orders from savages or...
He's so nice in real life as well.
I know.
Harry Lloyd was the one that got us all into Fruit Ninja.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing on that, Mace?
Don't listen. Just go off the subject.
476.
Oh, I've got 465.
Oh, okay.
Please don't hurt him. Tell him I don't want my brother harmed. Khaleesi vosalo memenem asisa.
Huh? Must take ages to learn the language.
I know. I don't know how they make it sound so fluent.
I know.
It's crazy.
Natural.
He's so funny.
Well, what? Kill these Dothraki!
In some ways, sometimes I feel a bit sorry for him, but like only sometimes, not all the time. Most of the time, I just think, oh, yeah, you deserve that.
Yeah.
I
am your king.
He does a great, insane, crazy face.
Yeah.
He's the one that everyone loves to hate.
Yeah. Definitely.
Look,
it's like,
oh,
he looks
so
insane.
Good.
It's brilliant.
Yes, Harry.
One of these scenes is when I really start to see the resemblance between them, because I could never really see it before.
I know.
And then, I don't know.
They've got the same nose.
Yeah.
The same lips.
You walk.
Ooh.
Way.
Wouldn't be happy about that.
His face.
Do you think that's no CGI'd or...?
I think that's just, like, cotton wool being blown around.
Yeah.
Oh, right then. I don't think I was ever in a scene where there had to be snow, so...
No, I don't... No.
But there's one scene where it did actually snow.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Then it stopped, so they had to get the fake snow out.
Oh, brilliant.
That'd be annoying.
I know.
I bet that was one of those scenes where you tap on something and it's real, you tap on something next to it and it's fake.
Yeah.
I think they actually built that working lift.
Yeah, they did.
I remember Kit came back after filming once, and I just arrived in Belfast, and they were telling me about the story how they were, him and Samuel Tally, were in the lift, and it broke down.
Oh, God.
At least it wasn't actually that high.
I remember I arrived to have my hair done, and it was at this location, and I remember seeing the lift thing, and I was like, oh, my God, there can't be people in that.
Oh, I never got to see it.
I did.
How high did it go up?
It goes pretty high.
Yeah, it doesn't go as high as that.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I love this bit because he's sort of not thinking about it, he's just going to go and face his fears.
Yeah.
actually looks freezing.
I know.
It does.
Probably was. It was in Belfast.
Mm. And in the paint hall.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Benjamin!
Joe was really, really nice. He was really kind.
Yeah, he was so, so nice.
I think they did the casting really well because they all look really similar.
I know.
I know.
Him and Sean.
Mm. You and Michelle.
Do you think we look alike?
Yeah.
I wanted to be here.
I definitely wouldn't go that close to the edge on the wall.
No.
Maybe the wall could set up a bungee jumping company off the side.
Oh, you've got such totally imagination.
Three gold pieces for a jump.
You're leaving. I'm the first range. My job is out there. There have been disturbing reports.
What kind of reports?
My stomach almost drops when I see it on the telly.
I'm ready. I won't let you down. You're not going.
That's probably just a big green screen there, so.
You're no ranger, John.
But I'm better than everyone.
Better than no one. Here. A man gets what he earns.
This is a bit of a wake-up call.
Yeah.
Where it's not just about glory and things. You're actually going to fight for your life, not just a joke.
Major wind machine, maybe? No, it was probably actually Belfast.
No, that was in the paint hall.
Was it?
Yeah.
And his brains and his guts, his lungs and his heart, all fried.
Francis. I love this scene. I think it's really funny. It really shows. It really shows Tyrion's humour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both of them have pretty good humour in this scene.
Yeah.
They've got good lines.
Bit chewy.
Yoren's really easy to work with as well. I mean, Francis, not Yoren.
This thing you've eaten. Yeah, I've only met him once or twice, and he seemed really nice. Really cool.
He is quite nice. He is really nice.
From the Seven Kingdoms, colouring pickpockets.
I had a couple of scenes with him, and they're quite close scenes. Where there's lots of contact in them, so I hadn't really met him before, and he's such a big guy. It was a bit scary, but he wasn't afraid to batter me around a bit.
You know the norm.
Night's Watch is a joke to you, is it?
No, I have to admit, if I had the choice of going to the Night's Watch, I definitely wouldn't. I wouldn't be able to commit for life to somewhere that cold.
I don't know, because it's like seeing if there's life on Mars, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know whether I would take the opportunity and genuinely
just go there for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
But I guess you do sort of become you join a whole new family.
Yeah.
And I guess your old family can visit, but...
Yeah. But I like the fact that it's all kind of like a brotherhood.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
They're really close. But I haven't seen any women at the wall, so...
Yeah, they need some more women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, guys.
Shouldn't it be girls?
That's true.
Do you think I'm plump?
See what I mean about the humour?
Benjen, may I call you Benjen? Call me what you like. I'm not sure what I've done to offend you. I have great admiration for the Night's Watch. I have great admiration for
I think because Tyrion has... So is never, like... He's always reminded about how short he is and things.
Yeah.
I think he's just sort of... He's not afraid to say what he means because...
Yeah.
At the end of the day, no one else treats him with respect, so why should he treat other people with respect?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Difference between us. But he's got such witty and intelligent comebacks. Mm-hmm. It's
I know.
So funny.
But the funny thing is, he's actually like that in real life too.
Yeah.
He's really witty and has funny little jokes that he says.
No, he's very quick and clever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A little rougher, maybe. Joe's really nice too.
Yeah, I remember the first time me and Sophie met him, he said if acting was easy, everyone would be doing it, so don't worry if you find it hard.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the moment where I thought, actually, I can do this, and like, just because everyone else has done it for ages doesn't mean that I'm going to find it trickier, I think.
Yeah.
That was the time when.
That was
everything
when we were just going to the read-through, wasn't it? And he we were like, we're really nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of reassured us, you know. They picked you for a reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of settled us.
Yeah.
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 Lovely.
Really nice.
I think He's starting to like me.
Such a good line.
Yeah.
Going below. Aye.
I love how, after all the insults, he just doesn't really care what people think of him anymore.
Yeah. He always finds something funny out of anything that isn't particularly funny. It just turns it around.
Yeah. Day after he doesn't take life too seriously. Mm-hmm.
I get about half of my recruits from their dungeons.
Looks like a good set.
That's Sherwood.
Yeah.
Use decent company.
I saw.
Sounds like he's saying, "Oh yeah, then."
I thought he was then.
Time. We'll be staying at the finest castles and
haven't
inns.
Haven't met him yet. Oh, back to Danny.
At Jaka. At Jahaka.
Trying to learn at some of the local
Jahaka.
Lingo.
At Jahaka. At Jahaka. Yes, Khaleesi.
I really want to learn it.
I know.
Uh-huh. What are you doing?
Be good if we could learn when it at school instead of German.
Or Spanish.
Or French.
Or French,
yeah. Just learn Dothraki and other nonsense that's languages.
When she realises.
Mm-hmm.
Curved blade is a good thing. Easier to handle. It's a good weapon for a Dothrakan.
Mm. I love the scene.
Yeah.
I love a lot of scenes.
I love all the scenes. I love the show.
Yeah, the whole series.
That's where the broadsword has the advantage. Designed for piercing play.
Dothraki vote on the Osharit Alkorfis. Armor, they make a man, bruise?
Slow.
Slow.
It's true. It also keeps a man alive.
It's good seeing this, sort of like, introduces the weapons.
Yeah.
He
still is. Man of great honor. And I betrayed him.
Khaleesi zalameme adaka esina khajalan. Ogiloi ma wizi.
Vum ma wizi viko jine?
Esas lo elegri ha anhan. Muri alayafi ma ijin alegra.
Esheri ti lo elegri ji vikisi. Vum ma wizi vo elegra. Esti vikisi nahri yeru? Esti?
Ma jin jano! And that it is Anjani.
I don't think she wants to be dog.
The Khaleesi have baby inside her.
I like her, it's just straight to the point.
No. To push it bluntly.
She does not bleed for 2 moons. Her belly starts to swell. She does not want to eat horse.
I'll have the boys butcher a goat for supper. I need to ride to Quahor.
We ride for Vaz Dothrak.
Don't worry, I'll catch you. The wood's easy to find.
Back to the wall. The extras in the back here, it's very funny. They don't quite know how to fight. It's very funny. Just swinging at each other.
It's hard to hit a moving target.
Except for you. You move too much. I could just hold my sword out and let you do the work for me.
That's how he's not just fighting them. He's actually helping them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many winters have you seen, Lord Tyrion? 8. No. 9. All of them brief. Now, they say the winter of my birth was 3 years long, Maester Aemon. This summer has lasted 9. But reports from the Citadel tell us the days grow shorter. Starks are all right eventually. Winter is coming. This one will be long.
Peter Vaughan, he's so good.
And dark things will come.
Yeah. We've been capturing wildlings. More every month. They're fleeing south. The ones who flee say they've seen the White Walkers.
Yes, and the fishermen of Lannisport say they...
You just want them to see them, and then...
Swore he saw them kill us.
Like, the White Walkers, you just want them to see them, and...
Yeah, you want to have a good look down on them.
Because No one believes them. Yeah.
Standing between the realm.
I believe them.
And it has become an army of undisciplined boys and tired old men. There are less than 1,000 of us now. We can't man the other castles on the wall. We can't properly patrol the wilderness. We've barely enough resources to keep our lads armed and fed.
Your sister sits by the side of the king. Tell her we need help.
And winter does come. Gods.
This is a wake-up call for Tyrion now.
Yeah. Dragon eggs? Going over some coal.
Oh yeah, they're already in love now, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Merak.
Kufino se yanese.
Anna. Sekinesa.
I really do want to learn that language, though.
I want to be fluent and then just speak to my friends in it, and they'd be like,
What?
Oh, wow.
Be on the wall.
Oh.
I wish it was real so you could actually go there. Like, I know. Just be on the wall, but then, like, not get hurt.
I would not go that close to the edge.
No, me neither. But it's a green screen, isn't it? So it's fine.
Yeah. I'm sorry to see you leave, Lannister.
This is good because this is when Jon sort of accepts Tyrion and realises that they're both different.
Yeah.
Both sort of feeling the same, in the same boat, if you get what I mean.
Yeah. I like their relationship.
Yeah, they got a really good one.
Even if at the beginning. Last for long.
Yeah, I think at the beginning, Jon's a bit like, oh, just don't talk to me like that. And then he sort of realises actually we're the same. So.
Yeah. I think Bran and Jon have quite a really, really good relationship.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because they were always good friends. They dreamed of seeing the wall together.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since Bran's fall, it's kind of mucked up all their plans. Because, yeah, they can't really interact as much with Bran, sort of bedridden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really sad.
No.
Oh.
Amazing.
Nice shoes.
I actually really like those shoes.
They look really comfy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were actually... I had those shoes a lot. I wore them a lot.
Yeah. I had to wear, like, heels all the time.
Dancing master. Oh. This is your
yes, no,
I love how he says dancing master and Sansa actually thinks that Arya is doing dancing.
Yeah, literally doing
literally
dancing.
Literally doing dancing lessons.
Yeah. It'd
be funny if she asked her to show her some of her dancing that she'd learnt. Stabs her in the stomach.
It's great how you actually did it with your left hand. Did you have a choice or did you have to do it with your left hand?
No, I had a choice. Well, I didn't really have a choice, actually. They didn't really expect me to, but I wanted to. I'd give it a go, because I knew that the fans would have enjoyed it, so...
Good on you.
Yeah, give it a go. But working with Miltos was brilliant. I remember the first time I met him.
That is good.
He was wearing really cool glasses, like massive rims.
I remember those glasses.
Uh-huh, and like really cool clothes. Then he was talking to me about how they might have cut his hair off, because Sirio in the books... is bald,
yeah.
So he was like, I couldn't imagine him being bald, but
no.
They liked his hair, so they kept
it. Yeah, he has great hair.
Mm-hmm. It's
just that kind of hair you want to go and touch.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound weird.
You must listen to me, boy.
I'm a girl.
Boy, girl, you.
Yeah, it makes you look a lot like a boy. I'm joking, you don't. You're one of the prettiest girls.
I remember on set all the time they were making Miltos's hair come all together again and making my hair come apart, if you get what I mean. So pulling bits of my hair out and putting bits of Miltos's hair back in again. It was funny. Complete opposite. And I had to do a lot of running around because Miltos was really good and Sirio is supposed to be amazing. So
he just does it with ease.
Uh-huh, just sort of stands there in one place. Wow.
Yeah, he's cool.
Water dance. It is swift.
He's got some killer sword moves.
I think Miltos had done sword fighting before. So he'd already done a lot of stunts and things because he worked on stage before.
Yeah.
And he had learnt the routine before me, so it was a bit of pressure when I went into the rehearsing place.
Yeah.
Because everyone else knew it and I didn't, so... But no, it was great. And I think the dancing that I do out of acting really helped with the picking up.
Yeah,
because it's a bit like picking up choreography, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're starting to get it now. Oh, except you're dead.
This is my favourite bit. Ready?
Ooh.
Wapow!
That's a good move. Just casually stick the sword down behind you.
It's good because it's really believable as well. Miltos was really confident with the swords.
Yeah.
He wasn't like, oh, just like, he was really confident.
Managed to catch it that time.
Dead.
Dead. And this is where Ned starts to realise when they all...
I love how the music changes.
Yeah, and then the noises of the
swords turn to metal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And this is where Ned realises this is a dangerous place.
Yeah.
And it's quite sad. I remember watching the first time, my stomach sort of dropped a bit from being so happy.
Dead.
Mm-hmm. And you can hear...
Fade to black.
Okay, so this is Sophie.
Isaac. And Maisie.
Cut.
Signing off from Game of Thrones.
It's so cool.
More names.
Names.
More names.
Names.
A couple more names.
Just a few, yeah.
Nikovic. That's a cool name.
Jason!
Oh, more names and jobs.
Names.
Gordon Fitzgerald.
Names.
Grace Sweeney.
Sophie, got something to say?
Huh?
Got something to say?
Yeah, we'll just be off to our trailers now. Thanks. Bye, guys.
Cut.